You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intent. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
This is Robert Kelly. This is a special edition of the You Know What Dude podcast, live from Tampa in a secret location in the suburbs of this fine, fine place, this little fine state of Florida, on the Gulf Coast, hurricane-free, but sure not affliction shirt-free part of Florida.
Yes.
The cigar capital of the country, and we are here at my friends, my dear friends, Matt Terhune and Bailey J.
Hi.
We're here with my little protege. I don't know what that was.
That's my cat.
That's
okay.
Lando. That's Lando.
No, it's not your pussy.
Fair. It's
my little protege, Stavros Halkias, at Stavi Baby. At Stav Baby.
Stavi Baby.
Stavi Baby, sorry. On Instagram. We're here. I'm very excited, man. We came down. We're doing this tour, the True Story Tour, me and Stav. And we our last stop on this portion, we've been on the road for a while, almost 2 months now. I think 2 months.
Yeah.
We were doing clubs for the first month, I'd say. And then last week or 2 weeks ago, we started with the cool part of this tour where we go place to place to place, a different spot every night, a rock venue, a theater, a comedy club. We went to Pittsburgh. We went to Erie. We went to Cleveland. We went to Chicago, Indianapolis, Tallahassee, Gainesville. And here we are in Tampa doing the last of this run. And it's been amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I've never done, every show's been great on this tour. And it's been different venues, different crowds, but fans is the key. We've been killing it. So I'm very excited that we did this, and we I'm glad that we stopped at one of my favorite clubs, Side Splitters, in Tampa. we're here. So the reason I'm burping, we did Korean barbecue.
Oh, yes.
And the problem with it is that I didn't eat. We should have ate breakfast.
Sure.
We didn't eat that. We were starving. Too fatty, starving.
It's bad.
And Korean barbecue is our favorite.
Absolutely my favorite food in the world.
Absolutely mine too. I mean, it's just the best of everything. And it tricks fat people because it's vegetables.
I didn't see many vegetables, honestly.
Well, kimchi. I call it a superfood, I think. So when I have a superfood, it means I can eat all the other fried foods.
Other terrible foods.
I saw some onions.
There were onions that happened.
Onions is a garnish, essentially.
And we're here. I mean, you guys have this very successful show on Riotcast. We're very proud of your show. We love your show.
Thank you.
You know, we've known each other how long?
5 years.
Yeah.
Has it been? That's it?
Yeah, only 5 years.
That's it.
What was this? As soon as we came? Did I speak to you when I was in Vegas first, or no? I was in New York already.
It was right when we got married, and our anniversary is on the 22nd. Will be 5 years.
Yeah.
Ooh, congrats. Well,
it's been about 5 or 6 years.
Well, I saw a video, you know, of course, Norton and, you know.
I'm sure.
We would talk about stuff like that. And then, you know, I saw you one day on YouTube, actually.
You're Bailey. Talking to Matt, right?
I saw you on Bailey, and I just found out today what that video was. It was just this little video of you, this cute little T-girl. Trans girl, trans. It's like,
I'm not offended. I'm repulsed. Continue.
It's like, well, were you like back then? You were what, 19?
Yeah, just turned 20.
This little cute girl, pigtails, Japanese anime.
No titties.
No titties.
She was called a trap back then.
That's what
a
they trap, called me.
A trap.
Yeah.
That's what
can you explain that?
I think it was just that, you know,
can you explain that for the guys who pretend they don't know?
It's just that the traps you to being gay or something.
Which isn't kosher to say anymore, no. But at the time it was a cute alternative to like shemale. Yeah. I was like, okay, trap is cuter.
Yeah, the parlance.
Shemale has a maturity to it that I wasn't prepared for.
Yeah, there's a lot of terms. Like you just said, ladyboy, ladyboy.
In porn, there's too many terms, and most trans girls are like, no, like don't call me any of those.
Well, now, okay, let's go through these terms.
Yeah,
because it is confusing, and it's like, look, there was a time you black people, you the colored.
Oh boy,
my grandfather.
I don't know about this line.
Seriously, my grandfather, the neighbors one day when he was like, the colored people next door, he has no idea because when he grew up,
right,
that was so. I was like, Papa, you can't. It was African Americans.
Yeah.
No, it was black.
Right.
It was black. You could say the black people next door, but that became you don't say that. You say African American.
Well, and now I've known a lot of African Americans who would prefer that I say black. Yeah. Personally, like they're just so it's I think it and it, just like with trans, it is kind of like you want to act kind of.
You have to cut some people some slack though, because if you want to be called something and change it. And you change it without like this mass, like maybe a commercial during Modern Family. Yeah. Right. Modern Family's last episode.
Well, I mean, and trans people just now kind of have that platform for the first time, so I think people are kind of learning. I'm not a big word policer. I kind of think you give words power. Right. I personally think that because I've been called a tranny in anger and I've been called a tranny in like a high five tone. So it's kind of like either way, it's totally fine. I'm not personally offended, but like I do porn, and so I kind of look at shemale and words like that as porn terms. Like,
really?
Well, yeah, shemale is like a porn term. I wouldn't if I died, I don't want my obituary to say local shemale. Like I would be like, no. If I was doing a back page ad, on the other hand, right. Call me a shemale. All the, you don't want to say like, oh, what a courageous shemale hero, like Caitlyn Jenner, the first shemale. It doesn't have a nice. So I say transsexual just because it still sounds a little horny, but also is politically correct.
What about T-girl's no good?
T-girl is just like, if you were to meet a girl and call her T-girl, she would be like, oh, I know what sect of the internet you're on. Like, you're not, you don't actually engage with trans people. Like you,
well,
it's like saying slut, kind of.
Really?
Well, it's like a porn term. It's like a porn.
So let's get this down. Porn terms are T-girl, shemale.
Uh-huh.
What's another one?
I guess tranny, but that one's getting phased out.
Really?
Yeah, because it's viewed as a slur by most people.
And what's another one?
There's some more
chick with dick.
Chick with dicks is a classic. Sure.
I'm a fan personally.
Are you like chicks with dick?
It's hilarious.
Yeah. It
like,
rhymes.
If I wrote a book, it would be chick with dick lit. Like instead of chick lit, it would be like, what's grosser is the terms for the genitals that guys come up with on these fucking forums for transsexual porn.
Like what?
Oh, a pussy stick for a penis.
What?
It's just like, look, this is about you, not me. I can tell that right now. This is about you, your comfort.
Pussy stick.
It's like not even a little bit. So I say cock.
I kind of like pussy stick.
No.
It sounds like a great punk band. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for pussy stick.
It does sound metal as fuck. That sounds cool as shit. Yeah.
Me and Keith used to make up weird names like shoulder tits.
Yeah, shoulder tits.
knee pussy or whatever.
They would say she-cock, which I thought just made me think of She-Hulk.
That's kind of good. I like that. Yeah. You have to paint it green, though, if you want to.
Shoulder pussy.
Well, I saw this video and you were just bopping around New York,
mm-hmm.
just sucking on a lollipop with a backpack.
Sounds about right.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's why I Googled you. I found your website. You had matured since that video, I think, a little bit. The video was like, the website was okay. And then I emailed from the website.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to get you on my podcast.
Right. Okay.
You know? And that's when Matt emailed me back. And said,
we were,
yeah.
We were terrified.
You were terrified. I remember that. Yeah. You talked, because we talked about this on my live show. You're terrified. I mean,
we thought you were going to be a bunch of schmucks.
We weren't
yeah.
screaming in the car ride home, down, but we were scared.
Really?
Yeah.
We were just like, what are we going to do if these guys are a bunch of dick bags? Like, what are we going to do? Yeah,
like
just,
shock
you know.
Jocks?
Yeah.
Like and, the sponge right. guy or whatever.
But I've even, like.
The guy who Hulk Hogan fucked his wife, right?
I think something.
The love sponge. Probably the love sponge.
Yeah, yeah. Like I was told by people, like, don't do certain shows because people, you'll be the butt of the joke the whole time. And I always thought I was kind of above that because it's like, oh, oh, I'm funny and self-aware, so it's like, yeah. I never want to be treated like the butt of the joke.
Right.
You'd never be, you would never let somebody do that because you're so cool.
Ooh,
and you're
yeah.
not, you're not insecure, and, you know, look, I was nervous too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was. I mean, of course, I'm, you guys are coming, my wife's there.
Right, right.
Like, my, what is my... Hey, I have a transgender girl coming with her husband. Huh?
What are you doing to our lives right now? Yeah.
That's what I said to him yesterday on the radio. I go, I hope Don never looks for a Sheraton hotel on my Google search. Or transatlantic flights. So yeah, you came over. I remember the weirdest thing of the whole night was Matt. When I went, hey, do you want... what do you want to drink? I'll get you whatever you want. And I would think he's in, like, you know, water or, you know, some iced tea or coffee or ice cream. He said some
like
beer.
Vodka?
No, he
said
bourbon.
No, you said a beer, like some fucking weird beer I had to go find.
Like Dos Equis or Newcastle? Or
no, it was Newcastle. It had to have been Newcastle.
It was some, yeah, it was some brew.
Yeah.
Like I had to go, like, to a brew house. I was like, honey, where do I get this? Because I'm sober. And I was like, hey, do you have Anchor Light or something? Yeah. So I had to go get you fucking beer.
I'm surprised. I don't drink beer, I guess.
It was hipster beer. You were in a beer phase at
Newcastle.
The time.
You had a phase? Yeah, I used to drink Newcastle.
They're in,
but look, always with bourbon, though.
I'm going to say this. You guys have a lot of phases.
Yeah.
You guys go through phases.
Well, we develop and grow as human beings is another way to word that.
Well, no, because you go back and forth between phases.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? And I don't think phases are bad. I think phases are great. I think
yeah.
I think when people start doing things... Like you did photography for a while. You yeah. did poetry for a while. And you're drawing now.
Yeah.
You had a beer phase.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But you guys also were searching for where you belonged
mm-hmm.
because you were upstate. You came to the city. You went back upstate.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It is a lot of figuring it out because we have the luxury of doing that. I think most people, that's what they would naturally do. They just don't.
Right.
Yeah. When I was I'm trying to write fiction, but what happened was I started doing it and then for some reason I fell out of it and I tried to do the drawing, but that's hard. I can do copying.
Right.
You know, with a grid. But then when it comes down to drawing my own shit, I still draw like a third grader.
Right.
So
right.
I realize there's a lot of work, you know, but writing is something I keep falling back into. So I get away from it and then I go back to it.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. I do. I painted 3 years ago. I started painting again.
Well, that's cool.
And my therapist was like, you should start painting again.
That's pretty good.
And I was like, all right.
Alan. That your therapist sounds like that?
Yeah, what you need to do is eat your wife's pussy. Go down on it. Stop being an asshole and eat it.
Bobby, can I just tell you about my day and close my eyes? Because I haven't been to Alan for a couple weeks now.
Yeah, sure.
He goes, Bobby's being a real asshole? No.
Fuck off. I know you're going to go back and... I don't know, man. He was just fucking me for no reason. It's for real. I'm trying to help you. All right, you're going to come off this tour and be a hardened... touring comic. So next guy you go on the road with?
Sounds like you're a little insecure about this because I just made a little joke and you went into this whole monologue about now.
Yeah,
I'm going to say to Alan.
I am. Okay. I am. It's my fucking therapist. I pay way more money than you, yeah. And I want you tainting my session with your convoluted fucking shit.
I'll make up a different comic.
No, he knows I'm with you. I'm talking about you. Just let me go first.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Surprisingly, I've had a great time on this trip. Like, usually you go on the road with comics, and comics are the most egotistical, we're just self-centered fucking ego assholes.
Mm-hmm.
But I've actually had a good time. I mean, I'm a dickhead. I snap. I have a very short fuse, and I like things a certain fucking way, especially when it's my thing, you know?
Right.
If I'm on, like, a Louis thing or a Dennis thing, I just shut my mouth, and you can't even hear me. I just do. I show up at my time. I do what I'm supposed to do, and I fucking leave.
That makes sense.
I don't hang around. You know what I mean? And if I was there, but when, like, me and him are kind of on the road all the time together, all mm-hmm. day and night, and we've never really done this.
No.
So it's hard because he does shit that fucking annoys the fuck out of me. And I do stuff that annoys the fuck out of him, but it's my toy, so he cannot be annoyed at me. You understand? That doesn't matter to me. How many times I've told him, I don't care how you fail. I don't care. But
it's pretty telling, you know, I think.
I know it's not telling. It's just shut up and fucking just do what you're supposed to do and don't bug me. All right. Go fucking do an open mic in Brooklyn on a Wednesday. Those are your options. Okay. Listen, but we had a great time. I've had a fucking blast with this kid so far. I mean, pretty much, except when he lost the car keys.
Yeah, that was a big faux pas on my behalf, and I apologize for that.
I don't know how you... I'm a fuck... You understand? I am so... I know how to do the road. Mm-hmm. This fuck. He's, you know, he doesn't do this shit.
The first tour?
He doesn't fucking do any of this shit. You gotta... When you gotta go, you gotta go. You gotta be on time. Everything's on a schedule.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were...
I got so many people who put this fucking thing together that everything has to kind of go. I have this, I have that. We have to go here. We have to... Blah, blah, you know what I mean? And he's just, you know... Forgets the keys in the car. The guy's 2 hours
27.
Away.
Okay,
2 hours away. Fucking gone.
It all worked out though. You know, let's focus on the positive.
No, I will not focus on the. Here's how the night starts. We go to Chicago. We do a great show.
We relive this day every day since the whole tour.
Yeah, until I get to Allen and it comes out.
I thought if I fought Calta, this was over.
You didn't fight him fully.
I agreed to though. With
he fucking
gloves.
Left me on my birthday to get some puss puss. Left me.
Oh jeez, Daly, why'd you have to gasp?
Where were you?
I'm just gasping because girls have vaginas. I forgot. I completely.
Yeah, yeah. Where was this?
It was. I went to get some pussy stick.
If it was pussy stick, I wouldn't mind.
Me neither. Was it? No, this was in Chicago.
Okay.
I didn't even. The worst part is I didn't even hook up with that girl. She lived in a studio with three other people.
Oof.
And there was no way to like
was
go
it
back
Tinder?
There. No, she was just at the show.
Oh,
she
wow.
liked the show. She was into... That'll happen. For some reason, like, I gotta write... My act has evolved into just a pitch to try and get pussy. Like, that's at the end. Well, I literally
that's
say...
That's good, though, because that's what I always thought most of it actually was.
Yeah, I'm being upfront about it. Right. You know, like, I'm just trying... I would like to fuck
I actually don't.
No, not you.
Yeah.
Not even back in the day?
Back in the day, absolutely.
Okay, that's what...
Yeah.
I would pick a girl out and just fucking do my whole act towards her. Right. Lean on an ass cheek and then point at her. He literally goes in his act, so that's my pitch.
Yeah, I have a joke about it.
At the end of his act, and they laugh. And I'm in the back room going, you fucks, no, that's real. Like, he's trying to get pussy.
Right, it's the end of my pussy-eating chunk is when I was when I say it. My pussy-eating and how good I am at cooking breakfast, so...
Yeah. So, so now I'm alone. With the guy who drove us, picks us up and drops us, Aaron, who's a great guy, but I'm, you know, I don't even have fucking dinner with him on my birthday. I'm at an expensive steakhouse by myself, eating a fucking $55 ribeye by myself. As this fucking dude, you know, whatever he's doing, yeah. Fucking eat a salad.
Yeah, he had some real bad allergies.
And then I go back to the room by myself. He doesn't even get pussy, which bugs me. Then we wake up to go the next day, and we're literally right on time. I'm a stickler for time. And I'm like, let's go. I go, give me the keys. He goes, huh?
I thought you had them.
I go, what? You give me the keys. He goes, I don't. And then he pretended to look for them. But yeah, he knew.
I went through a whole. I knew they weren't there, but I couldn't. I could not look at my luggage. He was just going to yell at me more. So I was like, "I'm doing everything I can, Bob." Just
he's literally on the ground going, "I don't know, Jesus!" Holding his head.
I was going to call Avis and just have just rent another car, lose all my money.
Aww.
Yeah.
So where were the keys?
I called the guy and I go, "Hey, can you please check your car?" And he goes, "All right." So we had to pull. He goes, "Look, I'm on my way to another show. I'm like going to another place to do a gig tonight." He pulls over. He goes, "Fucking motherfucker!" They were there. They fell out of his fucking dumb pocket, or he left them. He had them in his hand and just left them on the seat.
Yeah.
In the car. The guy had to drive an hour and a half back to give us the fucking. So we're sitting in a hot parking lot. He doesn't know that. I went back inside to the restaurant and had breakfast.
Yeah, no, I was fine with that. Not spending time together in that context was okay with me.
But I think I handled myself well.
You really did. I was shocked. I thought...
Well, because I'm not an asshole that you think I am.
Well, no, I was in that specific, when it's real, you'll pick certain things to be specific. But like when it was like an actual problem, you handled it very well.
Yeah, I bust your balls on certain things to harden you up. And then when it's a real thing, I'm not, I handle it correctly.
You did. Yeah. Absolutely. I was shocked.
So acknowledge that.
I did. Yeah. Very, very grateful.
So know that when I'm picking on you, I'm just busting your balls. Okay. And lighten up, you puss. So anyways.
I'm a very delicate boy.
We really digressed. And then, where'd Matt go? Did he just quit?
You know, he's letting the cat out.
Was that story boring, Matt? Matt just got up and walked away. What if he just kept going and he never came back? Can you blame me for the breakup of your marriage?
It'd be done. He just walks out the front door and you never see him again.
So you guys came over my house that night. I remember that. It was like the night. I mean, you met my wife. You met DeRosa. You met Norton.
That's right. I met everybody.
And then you went on Norton, the Opie and Anthony.
Yeah. Yeah, which I was also scared of, which went really well also. Yeah.
Why would you be scared?
Just intimidated. Just I had a bad childhood, we've talked about. So high school was rough.
What happened in high school?
Well, high school actually wasn't too bad because I got mean. That's when I got mean. Mm. That's when I'm just like, didn't your dad fucking kill himself? Don't call me a faggot. Like, that's when I got, like, really shitty. So then nobody wanted to say anything to me because I was horrible.
Right.
And then I had to, like, wrangle that into my 20s.
I can't even imagine, like, just having to deal with not... like having the body you wanted. Like I was awkward enough in high school.
Sadly enough, I had hips.
Okay,
I was a you were a hippie boy. I was a child with hips. Yeah. I'm just like, damn it, like this. I better figure this out. So yeah, it was weird, but people were for the most part nice to me after I got funny. I guess
Right.
Mean.
This usually happens when I used to get picked on and all that stuff, and then I got funny and violent. I had like both. Yeah. I had both options. I can make you laugh or hit you in the head with a stick.
Right. I opted for funny, not as violent.
I know you fucking. I'm kidding. Matt, where'd you go?
I had to let the dog out.
Oh, you have a dog?
No, the cat.
Well, we're talking about now. Here's the question I get all the time is that you guys. I go, I'm going over to my friend, you know, Matt and Bailey's house. Bailey J. Yeah. Who's Matt? That's her husband. Her husband. I'm like, yeah. It's my friend. Like, I talk to Matt more than I talk to you now.
You talk to Matt so much.
I don't know. Bailey, you know I love you, and I love to talk to you. And when we do talk, it's fun.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, me and Matt, I just call him. But I always assume that I'd talk to you through Matt, too, even though it doesn't happen all the time.
That makes sense.
I always assume, like, that's the house phone.
No, that Matt's more responsible and answers the phone. Like, I'm kind of a flighty, like, we're different. I take it as a passability thing. I'm like, oh, I must be a girl because Matt's calling the boy or because Bobby's calling the guy.
Right. Well, it's another thing, too. I mean, we're both friends, but me and Matt, when we talk, we could talk for an hour.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Sometimes we talk for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll just yap about fucking everything. And sometimes it's like a couple minutes, whatever. But. I don't call you that much, but I do talk to you once in a while, but you're never around too. When I was like, you know, where's Bailey? I don't know. She's somewhere.
Right. Well, yeah.
You're in the house doing something.
Usually I've always got something stupid going on. Now I'm doing volunteer work. So that's going to be a whole thing.
For what?
Hospice.
Like, what are you doing?
Like, I'm going to do basically companionship for like old, like light cooking and cleaning in houses for people who are on, like who are dying.
Oh geez.
But then also if I'm comfortable enough around that after a couple months, I'm going to do transition companion, which has nothing to do with being a transsexual.
I thought it was,
transition companion, where basically when someone's begins the dying process, they call me and they're not my patient, but I run and I'm with them when they begin the dying process.
Oh, wow.
So that could be kind of, but I'm taking it slow because I don't know how comfortable I am
with watching somebody die.
Well, yeah, my mom died last summer summer before, and so I and
did you were you there?
Yeah, not when she actually died, but when she was beginning the dying process, I was there, and I was okay. Like I was all right, and that was my own mom. So I'm kind of thinking I might be comfortable with it. We'll see, though. I don't want to talk a big game. And
why are you doing this?
To shift my focus off myself because I'm very self-absorbed. I beat myself up, but like it's still being self-absorbed.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, it's still self-absorbed.
Not like I think I'm great, but like it's definitely not humility. It's like still like, oh, I'm a shithead.
Yeah, it's all on you.
Yeah,
you
on and you're just thinking
and you
about
don't need to do that.
No,
if you take the focus off of that, off of yourself, you could actually help somebody, which would actually help you.
And that's the other thing. Also, past transgressions and things you beat yourself up for, and people you've been in your life.
Yeah.
Kind of aren't as relevant when you're like, okay, well, now I'm present and available to other people, which is kind of like a redeeming factor. Like, I'm now, because that's what my therapist is teaching me. Just Alcoholics Anonymous, same thing. Be present and be useful to, like, rather than being like, oh, I'm a shithead because 6 years ago I was a fuck. Right. Like, just be present for other people's benefit.
Right.
So that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And now with these older people, you're feeding them? Are you cleaning their butts?
I'm actually not allowed to feed them unless I take a course in that specifically because it's,
so what do you do?
It's a liability. Like cooking and cleaning and mostly companionship, like looking at pictures with them, talking to them.
How long?
A couple of hours, roughly an hour, a couple hours. Yeah. And then
that's about how much I can do with my grandma.
I was raised by my grandma, so I'm actually kind of comfortable with it. I'm most likely not going to be telling these people I'm transsexual just because I don't feel like having that conversation. Like, by the way, you're about to die. The world's really scary. Like, you're
check this out. Yeah. Hell exists.
Yeah. You thought you've seen everything. Yeah.
You're going. Your son's with me.
You'd probably give him another year of life.
Yeah, no, like there's a whole beautiful world here you know nothing about. You got another reason to live.
Usually when they before they go, I'm an angel, and then pull your dress up.
Angels actually were both genders. That's very interesting.
So that's why I said that.
That's interesting. I was reading about that recently.
We've joked that transgender girls give like Charlie Sheen types an extra year of life right before they hang themselves in a closet because they spend a year.
They're about to jack off.
Like
with
they max themselves out on pussy, and then before they hang themselves, they go to trans girls.
And they're like, oh, wait, I can do this for a minute before I fucking croak in a closet. That's,
you think he's going to die soon?
Oh, no, I hope not. I he seems relatively healthy. He's living with HIV, I think, now.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's had it for a while.
But people, and that's, it's different now. People can, they almost say it's like having diabetes. It's, you know, it's manageable potentially.
Well, he actually, that I think it explains all his craziness too, right? Didn't he find out he had HIV right before he started just going fucking ballistic?
And he probably wasn't coping with it. I mean,
it gives you that mechanism to say fuck it.
Yeah, that's interesting. And he was probably, I guess, addicts tend to not want to engage with scary shit. So there's a lot of avoidance behavior, and that's I don't know him personally, so I have no idea if that's what happened. But
yeah, so I've turned on. It wasn't tiger blood; it was AIDS blood.
That is what tiger blood is.
What?
It doesn't matter.
As my wife. Hang on one second, everybody. We'll put her. Don, you're. I'm doing a podcast over at Matt and Bailey's house right now. You're on the podcast.
Oh, hi everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Don.
Hi. All right, we're just checking in.
Is that Max?
From the...
Max. Hi. Hi, buddy.
Hi.
Guess who's coming home tomorrow, Max?
Who?
OJ Simpson.
Me. Daddy's coming home tomorrow.
Dad's coming home. Tell him what's on your face. A tiger. We went to the the festival thing, Spooky Fest.
Oh, wow.
And painted his face. We had fun. So just checking in. Have fun.
All right. I'll talk to you later. I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you, Max.
I love you, Max.
I love you. See you tomorrow, Bubba.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? We're going to the toy store tomorrow, and we're picking out a toy present for you from Daddy, okay?
Oh, he hung up.
Wow. All right.
Ice cold.
Fucking don't you produce this show. She knows when. Oh, that was a good one. See you tomorrow. Jesus Christ.
I like just buying the affection technique. Just get a big ass present as soon as you come back.
No, I always get him a present. Every time I go on the road, I bring him something. Because it's hard for him.
Right.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I like that you have to say dick shit. I'm trying to just fucking love my kid like I wasn't loved, you fucking fat cunt. God forbid. Trying to make me feel guilty for fucking having, it's like some fake affection. I haven't seen him in 3 weeks because of you fucking cunt. But you more than him. So anyways, that's interesting to me that you're doing that because that's so taxing.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, to give, that's the one thing I don't give. I don't do that. I don't give.
Well, she's also like a natural healer in a sense.
I think I'm maternal vibes about stuff. Because when people were like, oh, that's going to be really hard on you, I was kind of like, oh, I didn't think about that. Like, I was just kind of like, I just, these people might die. But I'm also not trying to be holier than thou about it, because I might go there and it might be way over my head. I might be really uncomfortable and I might not be able to do it. So I really don't want to set myself up and beat myself up if I can't.
Right.
But that's why I'm just doing the companionship thing at first, which is cooking and cleaning.
I think it's great. I think that I wish, you know, it almost strikes something in me to do. I try to help like young comics or whatever, like, you know, bring guys on the road and make them some money or expose them to people. I guess that would be the only thing that I help people outside of my family with. But I think it's good when you help somebody. I think it's, you know, because to feel when it feels bad is when it's good. It shouldn't, when you help somebody, it shouldn't be easy.
It's kind of bittersweet. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You help a lot of people by being public. I think I help a lot of people by being public, just by kind of being an aspirin for the pains of the world. Like, it's kind of like a really nice thing.
Yeah.
But there's no, and this sounds selfish, but there's no payback because you're not maybe engaged with it. You're not getting that one-on-one like you would if maybe you were in a soup kitchen or maybe you were. So that I get that, because I helped a lot of trans people transition just by being public.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my God. We get just thousands of people are like, you're the reason I transitioned. You made me realize I could be funny about it and didn't have to be such a death sentence, like that kind of stuff. And but I don't feel it because there's no engagement. It's not a thing I'm engaging with. I'm happy it's happening, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it seems like, I mean, and I think Matt too, bro.
What?
You are a part of, I don't want to say normal, but you know, you make this whole thing a little normal. Do you know what I mean? Because there's a guy, I'm like, look, I'm friends with Bailey's husband. Was he gay? I don't know, dude. I know that he loves his wife. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. What am I supposed to go? Dude, are you... Well, I don't... He's my friend. He's my mother friend's husband. And we talk about fucking shit I would talk about with any husband friend of mine. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like the fact that you do have this fucking crazy, quote unquote, normal life as a dude, right? You're a normal fucking dude. You like normal shit. You're not, I never saw you fucking have a ball in your mouth. I've never seen you, you know, I mean, not that that's bad. You might do that, but it's not like our conversations are very fucking normal.
Yeah.
It's never about, you know, of course we talk crazy shit here and there, but it's just like one of my friends and Bailey's one of my friends. You have this great normal life, and you don't have to be this fucking we have to live in New York or live in the middle of somewhere and hide away and not let people know and you know and fucking be fucked up. It's you guys have this great marriage, you're normal, you live in a beautiful house in a nice community, you do normal shit, your life is fucking just as normal as any other fucking married couple I know. Right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we have the suburb and the cul-de-sac and the mortgage and all that stuff.
I mean, yeah,
also sex dolls in the bathtub and we shoot porn.
We shoot porn. We're non-monogamous. Yeah, like we've got a, but we're funky,
right?
And it's I hate to say I'm not gay because it sounds like I care, like you know, that's bad. But it's true though. I'm one of the straightest people I've ever known.
Well, and
except if some people don't get it because I'm sucking dick sometimes.
But that's really the thing is though. I always say the second a gay guy will fuck me, I'll let all of you know because I've tried. For years I have friends that are absolutely fucking gorgeous gay underwear models.
Yeah,
they've been drunk and I've been like, it's cool, I'll cover my face, just you can just suck my dick. And they're like, no, they think I'm repulsive. Like they're just like, I'm not fucking sucking your girl dick, like that's disgusting. And so as soon as one of them fucks me, I get them drunk enough to fuck me, I'll let
you
know.
Are you the one who told me that John Waters said gay guys are like spaghetti?
She told me and I told you.
Oh, you told me that. Yeah, that was the greatest thing ever.
He was also talking about feminine tops.
Yeah.
And he was like, I call them blouses.
Yeah, that's the best.
Because they're feminine tops. Yeah. It's just
gay guys
like...
Straight guys are like spaghetti.
Right.
They're straight
until you get them warmed up.
Until you get them warmed up, yeah.
Because then me and Bobby were talking about that, how when you're jerking off and you think I'm going to come in my mouth, but then right as you come, you're like, oh, I'm not, that's a horrible idea. You're not turning on anymore.
That's why it's good when I'm around, because I can get cum in your mouth while your head's still in the game.
Yes, exactly. That's perfect. That actually works.
But now that's the thing too, is like, even with like Dawn, like I don't know Dawn's old school. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I have any options. Like, there's no, I can't be like, you know, you want to swing or you want to, because I don't want to see some dude fucking Dawn. No. I really don't want to see her enjoying her life. I just don't, you know what I mean? I don't know if my self-esteem.
Well, yeah, I don't want to see it either. I mean, when we shoot for work, I don't care. But well, what she does in her private life, I don't care.
But how can you disconnect that? How are you able to do that?
Well, you also know I'm not into it when we're working.
Yeah.
Not to ruin the illusion, but if I'm with a guy and my husband's in the room with the camera,
I think it's because of the bond that we have. Uh-huh. It's so insanely strong. Because I met her at, what, 36?
You were 36, yeah.
So I've been with a bunch of people, and she was the one. She was the one. That's why I married her.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't worry about her like leaving uh-huh. or anything. And we read books, and we've just really, we think like blocking each other's sexuality is weird.
Hmm. Yeah.
Like, and I'd rather her just do it than want
to
do it.
It's more of a threat. It got to the point where it was more of a threat.
She's like, I really wish I could suck another dick. I'm like, no. I'm just like, why? Because.
Yeah.
What? Because am I ugly? Like, what does it mean?
Right, right.
It feels like jealousy stuff, and yeah. Plus, then I have my freedom, so that's good too.
that's rude. But no. But like, okay, so you have your freedom. So if you meet somebody, you can go fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another trans girl or a woman?
Either one.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, but you only tend to be with cis. You tend to be girls with vaginas.
Yeah.
So you miss a vagina now and then.
I guess. I mean, it's not about. I don't know that it's about missing. It's just about wanting.
If I had a pussy, he'd still want another pussy.
With my last girlfriend, we would have threesomes all the time.
Right.
Because it was. I got bored of her.
You got bored with her pussy?
Yeah.
So fucking weird. I don't understand. Sex is so.
It's just. I always say smelling a new butt or having a hand. When Howard used to say the first time a girl puts her hand down your pants, there's like nothing like that.
There is nothing like that. But here's the thing.
But
what is it with marriage and like what I'm in where you can't do that. I can't go smell another butt. I can't go, you know what I mean?
Well, there's a misconception to most married people, I think, that if you smell another butt, Dawn thinks that means somehow she's lesser.
Right.
But that's not the case. It's just you're an animal.
Right.
Well, but you have to try to explain that to somebody, and there's a lot of brainwashing that goes behind it.
I think the girl doesn't trust the other girl more than anything. I think the girl knows how girls work.
Yeah.
So they're just like, yeah, no, you think you're getting this awesome blowjob, but she's putting her fucking furniture in my living room in her head. You know what I mean? So girls are like, yeah, I know you think that's why she's there, but it's not, I promise.
And I also I think it's one of the best ways to keep a marriage going, because then I realize it's actually not what I thought it was, and I rarely do anything.
Yeah.
Because it's not really as great as
You know, I know these guys, that friends of mine who are like, oh, dude, we're swingers, and, you know, and it always ends bad.
But if you're,
it always ends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're forcing someone never to do something, then they want it so bad. So you're like, go ahead and do it.
If I caught my Dawn fucking around on me with somebody,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd leave her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'd be mad.
We're not allowed to date other people.
Yeah,
we have rules.
Like you can't go to the movies.
I mean, maybe a movie's fine, but we kind of had puppy love with other people, and it just got messy. So we were like, I don't really. We need to just
you
be
did?
Sex. Yeah,
yeah. But the other person starts getting the girls start getting more and more.
Right.
I won every weekend. I won weekend and Wednesdays.
And the guy really did that too.
Yeah, and like anniversaries. Like,
was that here or up in New York?
Here. The girl was here. The guy was in New York.
So there was a guy in New York that you were kind of with a little bit, and he was trying to get you to be. He was falling for you.
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of a mutual puppy love situation.
Right.
And then,
how did you know to cut it off?
I moved.
Just said, fuck it, and moved.
Well, we moved. We're moving anyway.
Does he still talk to you?
Yeah, we talk sometimes, but it really wasn't something I wanted to pursue. It wasn't.
Do you still fool around with him?
No, nothing. No. I haven't seen this person since I left a year ago.
Really?
Yep.
And what about you with the other girls? Did you cut it
off
too?
Yeah, I just texted her like, can't do it.
And what'd she say?
She's like, was actually like her grandmother had just died. So she was just like, what the fuck? And like, that's when I actually knew. She got really pissed off, even though she was claiming it was very light. There wasn't anything serious.
That's funny.
But I knew it was.
Yeah.
People don't want to admit that.
Right.
Right. You know? So she got mad.
Yeah. Because so you're not paying a girl. She wants something.
Right.
You know, more than just dick. I don't have the biggest dick in the world. Even that, they wouldn't care about that either. They
want a nice dick.
Thank you.
Weird on your body. Looks like a Puerto Rican dick.
Right.
Nice dick.
I was thinking about like bleaching it or something. But she said
no.
I like a brown dick. Yeah. I do.
I just wish it was all brown or all pink.
Yeah, you have a pink brown dick.
Well, it's like a Neapolitan.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Bailey loves it, so I'm good.
Yeah, I'm down.
That's odd. Now, who has a bigger dick? No, I'm kidding.
Matt's is bigger. Mine is fatter.
Exactly. She's got like two of my dicks wide.
I have a fat. I have a fat.
Well, we talked about your dick like outside.
Yeah,
it got bigger.
You could put like an Apple Watch on it at this point. It's serious.
The bigger Apple Watch.
How do you, how do you not have the Apple Watch? Or you do?
I didn't get the. I love the segue.
We can go back, but I really want to know.
It's a great segue. I don't have the Apple Watch because the technology was not there.
All right.
It was not waterproof.
But weren't you pushed? Weren't you going to get it?
Nope.
No, you weren't. Okay.
No, I was not. I was never going to get the Apple Watch. I got the original phone watch. It was called iMWatch, and it was an Italian company. Hmm. They were the first company. It looks very similar to the Apple Watch, but they came out with it 2-3 years before, and I had that. It was a beautiful watch. They sent it to me for nothing to review it, and it had apps on it. It had all the stuff. You could actually talk on it through Bluetooth, but fuck, man. It was made more Android. You know what I mean?
Oh, it wasn't user-friendly.
Yeah, you needed a hotspot. It was weird. They just didn't have the technology there, and I don't think the company exists anymore. Apple probably bought them out or whatever, but when that came out, I knew what these watches, the potential was for the watch, and I was like, it's just not there yet. Samsung actually has a watch that's a phone, so you can leave your phone home.
Oh, that's cool.
It has a SIM card.
Yeah, that's the thing that got me. You have to charge the watch every night and bring your phone too. So it's like, what's the fucking point?
Yeah, it's like
other than just do that on the, when you're driving. I don't know.
I think it's good for people who have that regiment. They go home, they put their phone on the charger, they put their watch on a fucking charger,
a week,
and then you go to work, and you know that was a thing. You know?
If I didn't need my phone and it lasted a week, I'd be more interested.
Yeah.
The waterproof has to be.
The waterproof is great that they did that finally.
Oh,
and
now
I
it
think
is.
The battery, when they have wireless charging in your house.
Like true wireless.
Yeah, like when you walk in and your stuff just starts charging.
How? Is that a thing?
It's already available.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it doesn't make sense. It was actually, you know who invented it first?
Tesla.
I was going to say, it sounds like cancer waiting to happen.
Well, it's just like Wi-Fi.
Yeah, even Wi-Fi scares the shit out of me.
But yeah, wireless power is the thing that I'm waiting for. Look at all these fucking cords, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be able to do, I mean, but a watch or a phone, they'll build the technology into the phone and the watch, and then it will be like a thing you put, and you'll pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be charged for it. Mm-hmm. Someone will charge you for wireless charging. Some of it will be quicker or fat, whatever the fuck it is. But you'll be just walking your house and your stuff charges. You walk into a Starbucks and your stuff starts charging.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, you'll pay for it, just like Wi-Fi. But that's what I'm waiting for. So then you don't have to. I mean, look, they're making batteries smaller. They're making everything smaller.
Once they can charge your things wirelessly, can't everything become wireless?
That's where everything is going wireless.
How do you, headphones are wireless. But how do you beam power? I don't understand without wireless.
I don't know. I have no idea the technology behind
but that's
it.
That's definitely coming.
It's actually now. You can't buy it now, but it exists right now.
That's crazy. Makes sense. Yeah, they just have to figure out how to commercialize it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I hate my cords. So I want to get rid of all my cords.
Yeah, I hate them too. That's why I love that everybody's bitching about Apple losing the headphone jack. Guys.
Well, it gave you an adapter.
Yeah, but it's still, you don't need the fucking headphone jack. You're on planes and, you know, you go on Delta now, everything is on your phone or your iPad or your computer.
Yeah.
Just go to the app, you want to watch a movie? Everybody can watch a movie, whatever the fuck they want, and it's on your little personal thing. You don't have to have that shitty TV screen, swipe your credit card for $8. Fuck off. You know, it's wireless too. It's your personal stuff. And I love that the headphone jack's gone, because now all headphones will be wireless. Wires are look at this. I can't move my head because of this stupid
I was looking
wire.
At that as you were.
I can't, you know what I mean?
It's like you're on a leash.
There's no need for that. And now I can't hear. I'm good. Okay. There's going to be no wires in the next 20 years. Mm-hmm. There'll be nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Cool. I understand if the headphones are charged and then you're beaming the audio to it.
Right.
But I don't understand.
It's the same thing.
I don't understand beaming the power.
Yeah, you'll have a you'll have a device into the plug, and that thing will shoot the energy through the air into the device, and it will pick it up.
That's crazy.
I mean, I wish I don't have. I don't want to stall the show by Googling it, but I'm pretty sure. Was it a little girl who came up with it? Might have been like a teenager, some genius.
I have no idea.
Came up with it. I can't wait. I'm actually getting a cookie. Can you please take these away from me, Stavi, baby? Yeah, yes.
I guess I have to eat these.
Yeah, but that iPhone watch is stupid. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't right now, but it will when you answer a when it has a phone in it, when it has video on it, which will come.
Right.
When your phone will be a wearable.
Yeah.
You will not carry a phone in the future.
That makes sense. I think they're going to put it in your head.
It won't be in your head. You won't do surgery. You can't. You can never do surgery.
You don't think ever, even if it has better context and.
Bubba, do you know how fucking expensive the insurance would be to put a fucking device in your head?
I mean, yeah.
You'd have to sign your life away. And people are going to die. Yeah, and look what happened to Samsung 7. They're exploding.
Yeah, that's
people's
true.
Heads on fire on a fucking American Airlines flight.
And you can't get on a plane anymore if you have that phone.
I know, you can't.
That's crazy.
Yeah, those are the fuckers that complained about Apple phones, iPhones bending.
I call the Google Glass. Oh, yeah, you're right. The fucking Samsung fanboys. So stupid.
Well,
but the Google Glass, I called Google Glass. Like, I called that was going to be. Yeah, I was like, too. No one's putting that shit on their face. No one's putting that shit on their face.
No, no way.
It won't go on your face. It will go on your wrist.
That makes sense. I'd fuck with that.
They actually have.
Or if they can incorporate it into my current glasses, that would be better.
Or contacts, maybe.
That but not everybody contacts, wears. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess.
Contacts should be the same.
Or sunglasses.
No, they have contacts right now. They actually have contacts. That are just like a
like if those what you're wearing screen. Now were Google Glass, but I couldn't tell. That makes sense.
Right.
But when
right,
you can
right.
tell what it is, I'd be like, I don't want you. Don't look at me.
Right.
Think about it. Think about it. Totally. You know those wristbands that you kind of snap on.
Oh,
your
I used
wrist?
To love those.
Okay.
I was a little gay kid.
Now you can snap that straight. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now think of one of those, the size of an iPhone Plus, that you can just snap on your wrist.
Oh, with like an LED situation.
It's, well, they have Ooh. It right now. They actually have a
I'd
flexible screen. So you snap it on your wrist in the morning, so you could bend it and make it into like. A clock, okay, and it goes off. There's a video of it on the internet. Actually, it goes off. Then the person picks it up, snaps it straight, checks their email, does this, does that, replies right on it, and they snap it on their wrist.
Yeah,
and then they go in the shower. The music's playing over their Bluetooth speaker because there's no wires. Again, everything's hooked up through wireless, and you're showering and blah blah blah. The phone rings. They answer the phone in the shower on their wrist. They actually push a button. There's a projector in it, a Pico projector, shoots it on the wall if you want, and you can actually see stuff like a little tiny projector.
That'd
on
be
the
cool
wall.
As hell. I'd be done for that.
And then you know you go outside and you're doing everything right on your wrist, and you're in the map, and it's telling you to walk, and you got an earpiece in that's wireless, and it's talking to you like a personal assistant. It's all going to be these little things you put in your ear, on your wrist, wearables, wireless speakers, wireless everything, everywhere, and you'll be able to just charge shit. Walk up to a payphone.
Mm-hmm.
What are those right now? They turn them into wireless
right.
chargers. You can charge your phone.
Oh, that's right.
You can check the internet. Same shit.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's going to be awesome, though. I can't wait.
They have to fix texting.
What do you mean?
It's horrible.
Like predictive? Like predict what is
just
it?
Any of it. When I try to text, I'm like, it takes me, I have to, if I want it to come out without any mistakes, I have to go back and, it keeps fucking up the same word over and over again.
It makes sexting embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like, you can kill the moment in 30 seconds.
I think there's a lot of flaws with it. And even the speech to text, unless you're talking like, hi, I am going, they made it better. It's still, it's cool, but. Yeah.
I just saw a hawk fly up by that window.
Isn't it great?
I just saw a hawk.
Yeah, we were sitting in the fucking backyard listening. I think like Edge of 17 was playing like a Stevie Nicks song. And then it fucking dove. And I was like, oh my God, it's Stevie. Like she's here. Like it fucking like dove over our head.
I just saw a hawk.
I've seen like pelicans fly by.
That was the craziest shit I've ever seen. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Just texting. It's gotta be better.
Texting will get better when? You know when? When the actual device is near your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Like these wireless headphones that are coming out. When it's up there and it can pick up your voice better,
right?
You'll be able to text better. Look.
Or but if you want it to be quiet.
I like texting.
Let's
I don't know.
You're being
like,
you say what? You're in a cafe and you're sexting and you don't want to say, suck my dick in the cafe. How do you make that work well?
That's a funny sketch. Just a guy in a cafe.
Yeah, let's say where you're not using speech to text. You just want to, because that whole thumb keyboard, the keyboard situation is terrible.
I
didn't want to step on it though.
There was supposed to be that thing that was going to come out where it like projects a keyboard onto a table.
They have it.
Yeah, have you tried that?
Yeah.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
The hawk. just flew by again. It's massive. It's got an 8-foot wingspan.
Yeah. Yeah, we get like cranes that are like the size of people. It like it's Jurassic Park. They'll walk by. Oh, it's
really?
Fucking,
yeah, I'll show you. They're
I don't fuck with birds.
I just took pictures of them.
They fucking, they're just like 5 feet tall.
I hate that.
That actual keyboard, it's a laser keyboard.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And they have Pico projectors, laser keyboards, so you could actually have everything inside of your wearable device and shoot a keyboard on shoot a keyboard on a table and project.
It's like 4 feet.
Whatever you're watching on the wall and make it a 16-inch screen.
That's cool.
Yeah. Here's the problem. You know what they haven't figured out yet? Battery.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's it. They have to figure out, and they do have this thing called graphene. Graphene. It's graphite. It's from a pencil.
Oh, okay. Okay, what they replaced lead with.
Well, what they did is someone discovered it by accident. The way it connects together, it holds energy like 10 billion times more than a regular battery, and it conducts it better. It's just this insane, it's actually just this insane shit, graphene, that they're going to use for batteries in the future, that you'll be able to have this incredible thin battery that lasts forever.
Oh, I've heard. Is that the one that charges really fast too?
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's literally just a guy got a piece of tape on the top
of a
pencil.
But you'll be able to charge your iPhone. And like,
and was, they went and put it under a microscope. They're like, what the fuck is this? You know, the molecules connect in such a way. And they were like, we could fucking. And they could literally.
Is that what scientists sound like?
Yeah, that's what they in every movie. He turns into the Hulk. Her penis has. Wait. Did we talk about that?
My heavy cock? I think we covered that.
That popped up. Started by telling that story about you on the elevator.
What was the elevator?
You were watching the trailer to her slapping her cock.
Okay, yeah. So this, I forgot to tell you that. So, you know, I always check your stuff out, both of you, right? And I check your video out. And I'm on a fucking elevator.
It was the jerk off instructional.
And it's here's you, and you're just like, it's not your tits, it's not anything. It's like a close up of your.
It's just
face.
My dick. It's just
this first shot is you looking into the camera.
Okay.
So it's not like I don't know what it is. It doesn't look.
Okay. Okay.
And what you do is you pull back very slowly. Like, hey, baby. Uh-huh. Whatever you do, right? And all of a sudden you pull back, and I'm on an elevator, and you're like, oh, fuck, I want you to fuck me.
What did you think it was going to be?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
It was on my page, I think. It was the trailer.
Yeah, that was it.
It was the trailer that I
trailer
posted
on his
Twitter.
Page. So I didn't know what, and all of a sudden you just hear, oh, my dick's so heavy. And you hear it like that fucking.
I thwap it, on the hand. Thwap. As one does.
Yeah, but I don't.
It's an industry move. Continue.
Standard maneuver.
I learned that my first one.
Cock Flaps 101.
That's a good title for the show.
Yeah. Tranny Surprise 13. Alexa taught me that. Yeah, so I'm on the elevator and just whapping you, smacking your cock. And but people were on the elevator with me. So I'm trying to like fucking literally bite the speaker off my cock. yeah, it was fucking. But it's like, I talked to you about that. Like, I wish I could get my cock bigger.
Get a pump.
Does that
work? That's not what I did. That's not why mine got bigger. But
you can temporarily, like, it gets it all swollen up.
Listening. No, I want it. I want. You got a nice piece.
It's not that good. It's okay.
Where have you seen his piece from?
I've never seen it, but I just
assumed.
You never
have? I feel like you've.
I've never seen your dick.
No?
No.
It's not
I
very
almost
good.
Saw it when we did that video for your Stavi Baby account.
Right.
But we covered it up. I didn't want to see your kick.
Like, I think Bailey should be the judge if it's very good or not.
Usually I can look at noses and ears. That's how you tell.
I can tell by the way you're talking what you have is the porno problem. You're comparing yourself to porn dicks. So you're like, it's all right.
Yeah.
Bailey
would
probably say it's fine.
It's a fine. It's a serviceable dick.
Okay.
But it's also.
I tell you, he's been using it on this fucking tour.
Yeah, I've been trying.
Buddy, I'm telling you, I'm in my room one night and you just hear, I thought someone would be murdered in the next room.
Wow.
It's just this little fucking chubby Greek just servicing this woman, screaming.
That was a fun one. Yeah.
Was that the 60-year-old?
That was not, unfortunately. Man, I didn't get her back to
Did
the
Did you tell that story
room.
Already?
No, I didn't. Yeah. Last night, after Bobby left, I was just hanging out in the lobby hoping some woman would just go back with me. I don't know. We would connect to a human being at some point instead of just like trying to find pizza at 2 a.m. But I'm out there and I'm like, I just give up on the night. So I go to get an Uber and there's just an insane old woman who was heckling. She was a bad audience member.
Worst.
She was terrible. I remember pointing out, I was first on the show and I was to Bobby. I was like, she wasn't a problem for me, but just something about her, I could tell she might be a problem.
Yeah.
And she was just outside soliciting cigarettes from strangers. She's just, so I'm waiting for my Uber and I just strike up a conversation with her, just, you know, to kill time. And within 30 seconds we're just making out. She's like, sit down, what are you doing over there? I'm like,
she's
all right.
60.
Yeah, she's 64 probably, yeah, is my guess. And so we're just making out and I'm grabbing
he's
old lady
27.
Titty.
Yeah,
he's yeah. 27.
He's 20 fucking 7.
Could you smell her breath or anything?
Yeah, it smelled very medical, honestly. It smelled like it smelled, that's what, after we made out, I'm in the Uber and I'm just like, I'm smacking my gums. Like, what feel? My gums were numb.
What?
My tongue was numb. I'm pretty sure she had like Orajel or whatever, like glue to keep dentures.
That is periodontal disease. Yeah. That is not great.
It tasted like that.
You're straighter than me. I couldn't do that.
It was just funny. She was around. I was like, this is, part of me wanted to get her back. I was like, I'm not going to try my whole night to hook up with a 64-year-old woman, but if in 4 minutes I can convince her to come back to my hotel, then it's worth it.
So how'd you end it? The Uber pulled up and you said, I gotta
go. The Uber pulled up and I was like, come on, what are you doing?
You tried to go.
I gave her one pitch, you know.
And she's like, no,
she was there with a friend, or else she would have definitely come.
So bring the friend.
The friend was like
104.
It was her mother. The friend was not.
Imagine if you killed her, fucking her, and then you had to deal with that for your tour.
Oh no!
Why, that would fucking sell so many tickets.
Oh man,
we'll do live feeds from his court case. We're here on the True Story Tour. Stavros is taking the stand. He's just crying. I lost the keys. Yeah, dude. I wish you took a picture.
I know. A picture of me making out with an old woman would have been awesome. I kind of wish if I had known that was going to happen, I would have just hung out for like a half hour. But the Uber, it was like, do I want to spend $4 canceling this Uber? I should have in hindsight for the story. But
were you going to use a condom?
I do have an issue where I don't typically use condoms. I'm a raw dog, unfortunately. Yeah. That's the raw dog.
What is it?
Anyway.
It's also this.
Yeah, I probably would have, though. I don't know. That would have been interesting. I've never hooked up with a woman older than, like, I don't know,
so how
37.
How gross do you get?
You probably find condoms in it.
The first condom.
Like you strike me as, like, really
like
gross
a lamb
and perverted.
Skin.
You start out without a condom and pull out with a condom.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
It's just stuck in your pee hole. It's going to tear in it.
Is there anything off limits to you?
No, I'm pretty open. I don't know.
Like, if you're eating a girl's ass and there was some poop there, you just keep going?
Boo. Ooh, interesting. Boo. I think the poo is my limit.
Poo limit?
But other than that,
what if you were hungry?
Yeah, I mean, what did she have for dinner?
What if a girl was threw up on your dick and was like, it's cool, I want to keep going?
Yeah, no. You gotta
stop. You say, no, we got to clean that up?
I think, did she have like a clear soup for lunch? Or was it
a
chunky? Was it
no,
like
it's a little
chili?
Chunky. A little chunky.
I think it would, if it smells too throw up-y, I'm out.
If she's super hot, though, I mean.
Would you drink her?
Yeah,
would you drink pee?
Like 18-year-old Croatian webcam model vomits on your dick.
No, I'm in.
I mean, worst things can happen.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Would you drink pee?
Do
you ever get peed on?
I haven't gotten peed on.
Do you pee on somebody?
No.
I've been peed on.
But I'm into it. I mean, I would give it a whirl.
You've been peed on?
Mm-hmm.
By Matt or somebody?
Matt's never peed on me. We've never gotten around to it. But
not even out of anger?
Well, you're not married then.
I've been. Yeah. You never not in Florida.
You never got a fight and he just pissed at you at a movie theater and just pissed on you?
When I was 18, I peed in a girl's shampoo who was a cunt. She was a cunt from hell. She was an awful person. She would like hit herself with shit and say her boyfriend was heated. She was horrible person.
You know how much a sexy woman to me.
Uh-huh.
I almost went, how did you pee in the bottle?
Yeah, no. Yeah,
same. No, me too.
I literally, how did you do it? And then I was like, oh.
I didn't even need a funnel. I just pissed directly in her shitty shampoo. She was a cunt from hell. She's an awful person.
Good for you.
Shampee.
It's another good name.
Shampee.
I'm funny.
Would you ever go with a transgender woman?
Yeah, I think so. I think the most, because to me, the repulsive part of man is just not the dick at all. It's
okay.
Like all the
everything
other stuff.
Else that is
everything
the guy.
It's like the hairiness of a dude. Like
Bailey made me realize, because there's an adult store in Tampa, 24
there
hours.
Is?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
It's on the flag.
It's got the booths that, you know, with the porn.
Yeah.
And the first two are just regular private rooms. Mm. But then if you go three or four down, they have glory holes in them.
Oh.
I told her about it. And I'm like, it's weird because I don't think like gay guys would go there. She's like, it's not for gay guys. I'm like, what? It's like, that's why it's only the dick. Because straight guys like dick, but they don't like the man part.
Gay guys, well, think about it. If you're a dude and you want to eat some pussy, you want to see whose pussy you're eating. You need some context for
certainly
the pussy.
Yes.
And I think gay guys want some context for the dick because they like guys.
Totally.
But a guy who just wants the aesthetic of a dick, but they're not attracted to men, they're going to go to this isolation tank.
Yeah.
Or like just a dick in the floating universe.
Yeah,
I
don't want to see my stepfather disappointed looking at me.
Yeah.
Sorry, I knew you were a fag.
See, I don't think I'd go glory hole, but I would go. I would go trans. Yeah.
Yeah. So if right now Bailey was like, let's go.
Well, that's weird because I feel like we're friends.
Yeah,
we,
that's the worst part
develop
about
a friendship.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. I'm a human to you. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Society did that to you.
Yeah. We've just been objectifying hot women our whole lives. Can you stop being a person, please?
I wish you weren't the hottest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe the third. I'd be fine with it. So that I could have a fantasy about your friend who's the number one.
Have you ever fucked a girl with another guy?
Yes. I've done that many a time.
With Dane?
Yes.
Okay.
A long time ago. More so with Al Del Benny.
Who's that?
Al Del Benny's me, Dane, and Al were in a comedy group together. Mm. And me and Al really... Dane was very girlfriendy type of thing. Mm. At the beginning, he'd get a girl and just stay with her. And they weren't even really that hot. You know, they were... You know, they were kind of cool.
Oh, he just had a good emotional relationship with them?
No.
Oh, he didn't? He was just like there with...
He's fucking be such a fucking twat for. What, they had a great time together and that's bad? No. I'm trying to fucking tell you before you fucking alternatively turn into a cunt, you fucking...
cunt?
He just liked... He didn't like. Now he just goes with smoking hot chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Like 12s. Back then he would go with regular girls that weren't... Just regular chicks. Like, I remember his first girlfriend was like in the play with him or something. She was kind of chubby. She wasn't even that hot.
Okay.
But me and Al were fucking. Like, we were fucking. Al actually hooked up with his girl.
No, no.
And Dane came to the party and looked through the window and saw them kissing.
Oof.
Yeah, Dane and Al had a fucking problem for like a year.
Understandable.
And I didn't even know. I didn't even know about it. Like, they didn't even tell me. And they were best friends. But...
Yeah, so is it like porn though, or is it like was it?
It was
like,
porn, dude.
So
porn.
You're in the front and someone's in the back. Chinese finger locks, all that. Stuff.
Yeah, no, well, no, like you know, like when me and him would do it, we had a technique. We'd do, we'd meet a girl, talk, and it worked probably five times.
So you went in consciously before even saying hi that you were going to try to get her.
No, we would meet girls. We'd be out somewhere at a fucking IHOP or whatever. Some chick would be there, and we'd hang out and we'd talk, and then we'd go to her apartment. Or some, usually their apartment, because we always hung out in downtown Boston, and we'd talk, and we were always fun and goofy. We should have had a radio show together, me and Al. We were just fucking good. And then we'd do Truth or Dare.
So you'd be back at the house like all three of us.
Be back at
the
house. Then we'd wind up playing Truth or Dare, joking around, and then we'd always know just enough ease to get, you know, oh, you have to touch his, find his.
Of course.
And then then all of a sudden a dick would be out. And once a dick came out, game on. You know, it's like, look.
So she'd be like sucking his dick and then you'd start fucking her.
No, I'd just take my dick out too. And then I would jerk off until she reached for mine. You don't want to just put a dick in the mouth.
Did
you know what I mean?
That's
the worst rejection in the world. She's literally sucking your friend and you put, no, get that away. Now you just have to sit there and watch. Fucking slowly edge. So you'd wait for her to reach out and grab it. And then now we're both doing it.
DP?
Huh?
DP?
No, DP. We did that one time.
Okay.
One time, yeah.
I've never been with two guys at once. I've never been with two dudes.
Well, today's your day. Matt, he wanted your birthday to be special. She had two chubby guys. The fat guys on the mopeds are here. Fucking the honey pigs. We did it a lot. I remember one. That was the time that I slapped my own ass.
You slapped your own ass?
What?
He was getting had. Uh-huh. From this girl. We actually got referred. I'm not even kidding.
That's amazing.
This one girl we met referred us to this other girl that wanted to do a threesome. And we had to go meet her. We had to have like a meet and greet.
Like a job interview?
Yeah, we had to go to her party. She had a party and we showed up and she opened the door like, hey. I'm like, we're Al and Bob. She's like, hey guys, come on in. We had to meet, like, she's having this party. We met all her friends. We hung out. And she goes, okay, why don't you come back tomorrow around 8:30? And we were like, okay. So the next night we showed up and we went up to her. She's like, come on in, guys. And we went upstairs to her room. She had a box of condoms. And we got naked. We fucked the shit out of her. He was getting head. I was from behind. And I fucking slapping her ass. She was so fucking like, oh, God. And I was like, oh, fucking, you like that? She's like, yeah. She had like his cock. She'd turn around. See, yeah. And I'd fuck. And I was like, yeah, me too. I'd fucking slap my ass. I'll never forget. They both.
No, they both noticed. Oh, no.
It was very loud. They both looked at me and they went. I remember they both said it. They went, they made did the you pug? Just slap your own ass?
Oh, that takes you out of it.
That could go in the
true story. Yeah,
the true story.
I was like, yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
But I remember we were fucking, and then it was time to come. And Al had a big piece, you know. He had a bigger piece than me. It was like this thick, kind of goofy dick. You know what I mean?
Was it
just
heavy?
A goofy dick?
No, I like a thick goofy dick sometimes.
All right, my dick is just regular, you know, dick. And we're coming in her face. She was like, please come in my face. Come. We're like, okay, we're coming in her face. So I cummed and it shot and it skidded and, you know. And then Al cummed. All at one, like it all came out.
No, like a cum bazooka. Just like
I've seen that online.
In her
it's the
eye socket.
Thing ever.
Oh no!
Filled her eye socket like a lake.
Oh, that's the worst.
It was just this pearly, beautiful lake.
I fucking hate that. I'm a slut, and I get really upset when I get cum in my eye.
She fucking. I remember she was like, "Ow!" She just went, "Ow!" Because I think some of it.
It stays stinging. Like it's oof. Like it's like they try to impregnate your fucking eyeball. Ooh. It's awful.
I remember she had a pour it out into the pillow.
Oh, no. It's like a little custard cup. Yeah. Oh.
Little spoon.
Oh, God.
It was like a cooking show. All right. One teaspoon of cum.
That's awful.
Just do it to taste. So then I remember that we went downstairs. She's like, okay, guys. Her eye was hurting. She goes, well, get dressed, come downstairs. I made chili.
Hilarious.
While we were fucking, she had chili on the stove. She made us food. So we go downstairs.
That's a nice time.
She's cooking the chili, but she with one eye.
No.
She had one eye shut because it was burnt so bad.
Oh, my God.
From his fucking awful, you know, Bickford's Applebee's cum from all the shit food he ate.
Horrible.
And we had chili. Man. And then the other girl came over. She was like, how was it? And we were just like, it was good. Yeah, we did that a bunch. We did that a lot.
I feel like that would take me out of it. I don't know. It would have to be like my best friend.
Well, we were really close.
Oh, okay. Just seeing another guy. I don't know. Also, my concentration. I have so much anxiety when it comes to sex that just like,
I don't.
If someone else is there,
it
just
turned,
throw me
I liked
off.
It. It turned me on to see someone get turned on. And I like, you know, I like.
Another dude, though?
It doesn't matter.
Well, isn't that why people watch porn? I mean, it's just.
What do you mean, another dude? You just said you'd fucking be with a transgender woman.
A trans woman.
You'd suck a dick.
Yeah, but she's a woman.
Yeah, but
again,
it's dick context, though.
Yeah, exactly. Dick context, exactly.
I don't know.
If
I
there's titties above the, you know, attached to the disc.
I'm not
body.
Really looking. I mean, it's kind of a fun time for me.
Yeah.
It's not really. I mean, if it was a guy I didn't know, it might be a different story. But your best bud and you,
yeah, you're just
banging
happy.
A chick.
You're happy for your boy.
Yeah, we just. I mean, you know.
Also,
it
I feel like
fun.
Givers are really into it. Like the idea of a girl being like.
Please.
Saturated
yes.
in like feeling good. I feel like that's a big part of it.
Yeah, it was really about that,
which I get, just like ruining a girl.
Yeah, but that wants to be ruined.
Though we know consensual ruining,
yes.
but just
consensual ruining,
just ruining like
yeah, shooting the angles. It was all about shooting angles, like you know, doing this to see like red light, green light. Say this. What does she say?
Boom. Right.
And then all of a sudden, it's like you know, I'm a one girl. The girl who referred us was fucking crazy. She was this little nerd. That was reading a book in a coffee shop. And it was like, oh, 24-hour coffee place in downtown Boston. She was reading Hamlet or some shit. And we were sitting there fucking around. And it took like 2 hours. And we all of a sudden we were sitting there all talking together. But it took 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
and then she was this little girl with a sweater. And she goes, "Well, we're going back to my place if you want." And she lived around the corner, right in Fenway area. And we went back there, and it was this cool little apartment. And then we were hanging out, and we did the whole truth or dare thing. We took another hour, and then she, you know, grabbed our dicks, but we were just kissing. It was really harmless shit. And then we went in the bed, and we were kissing. She goes, "I'll be right back."
Uh oh.
And she goes into the closet. Like this fucking walk-in. And me and Al are sitting there talking, and we're like, all right.
Just talking hard, like sitting next to each other.
No, we're not hard. We're just, I don't know, we weren't hard. We were...
I'm hard.
We literally just, like, started getting our shit off. Okay, you know, like, okay, taking our pants off. And so we're lying there, and we're kind of like, dude, what the fuck? And all of a sudden, the door got kicked open.
Oh, shit.
And it was, I think there was smoke. I don't know if she had a smoke machine or lit a cigar.
That's hilarious.
Kansas, but I really do remember smoke and lights, right?
She's a DJ. She's got a fog machine.
And she came out with a fucking handcuff belt.
Oh, boy.
And thigh-high German fucking leather
fuck-you boots. Holy shit.
And I remember Al went, "Bobby?" And I was just like, "It's okay, dude. We'll get through this." And she came to the bed, man, and she fucking wanted it. She had these big, juicy college natural titties. Mm. And we just did whatever it took to please this girl. And we did. Mm-hmm. And then we did such a good job, dude, she called her friend.
Why don't you write a book about all these?
Well, I tried to put some of this in the cheat book.
No, but yeah, just
shooting angles.
Just Bobby's sex stories. An audiobook would be worth it alone.
Maybe someday in a book. I'm actually meeting next week to meet a person about a book.
Well, that's exciting.
But about my life.
But you and
I would read the shit
idea.
Out of that.
You in World War II and stuff?
No, about juvie and fathers and beatings and food and addiction.
I'd watch. I would read that.
Yeah,
I'd actually rather read that. Yeah,
yeah. It's all about all this crazy shit that happened. But you know, all that sex stuff. This is what happens. The reason why, you know, people I think with sex can do it and not have hang-ups about it. I'm an addict.
Mm-hmm.
I have an addictive. I do things to feel better. I do things as a drug. You know, I do. So sex for me gets out of hand, and I don't know what I want or what I like. I've done stuff that I didn't want to do.
I'm similar to that,
and I don't like that. So that's why sex for me, it's like, oh, why can't you just go suck a dick or go be with a transgender woman or blah blah, because I don't know where that's gonna take me. I really don't. And I love my life. I love my wife, right. And it's like, okay, if I have to not do these things in my lifetime, I had my shot. Yeah. I had my time. I did a lot of fucking crazy shit. So it's like, now I don't think I'd have the ability to shut it down. And God forbid I went and did all this stuff and I didn't really want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I did it to feel something.
Like compulsive behavior. Yeah.
Yes. If I did it because of that, I would fuck. Like,
I get
just,
that.
You're just like, I'll do it.
Yeah. Well, it is the same.
Yeah.
It is kind of like trying to feel, you know, you're just like trying to fucking ignore your feelings when you're hooking up with random girls.
Yeah, but I don't think Matt did that to be with her. I think he just loved her.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there was like a different.
No, Bailey was. That's the thing. Most trans girls, guys get with them purely for sex.
Yeah.
But Bailey, we weren't able to do that because I was currently with a girl at the time. Right. So she was cock blocking.
We were
so
forced to be friends.
We were forced to be friends, yeah. And it was, yeah, definitely.
If we were left up to our own devices, we were both sluts. We would have fucked and never spoken again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
and that's what would have happened. I wasn't trying to date anybody, and he, you know what I mean? It wouldn't have gone down that way. So luckily, he had a girlfriend who kind of cock blocked.
Like, refereed.
And, yeah, made us friends for a year.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah.
Like, I talked a little bit to the Michelle Firestone, who's a porn star, too. Mm. She's actually very pretty, too.
Yeah, the brunette, right?
Brunette. Yeah, yeah, she's from Detroit. She seems really cool.
Oh, like, she's from Detroit. That's cool.
Yeah, she's really cool. Where are she, you going to be? She's coming to one of the shows in Michigan.
Yeah, she's trans.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys should hook up with her.
Does she do adult work? Does she do adult work?
Yeah.
Oh, is it the massage?
Yeah, the massage. The greatest trans video.
What's this?
No, I used to watch your videos. Now I can't watch them because I just see Matt going, "Hey, let's do it one more time. This time, no, I want the cock inside."
I'm actually working on a new project, so I might want to get in touch with her.
You should. Yeah. She's amazing.
That's great.
Cool.
I remember seeing her. She's really pretty.
Very pretty. Very feminine. Really cool. She's cool. She seems down to earth. I've only talked to her on Snapchat. Jimmy's friends with her, too.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Jimmy's friends with a lot of people.
We're dicks. That's his book. I'm friends with a lot of people with dicks. But yeah, so we're gonna meet her too. You should definitely hook up with her. Okay. But that's why I really value our friendship too, because it's a fucking real, like, you know, I grew up in Boston, alpha male, fucking faggot, queer. I got called a queer, you know, third, fourth, fifth grade, sixth grade, until I beat the fuck out of this kid. And then they stopped calling me a fag. But, you know, it bothered me. It bothered me because, you know, I did stupid shit. I've talked about this before. I've done stupid shit when you're a kid, and you think you're gay because you jerk off with your friends, or you don't even know what a dick is. You don't even know what it is or what it does, and all of a sudden you're just playing with it, and fun stuff happens, and you're like, and then you're a fag, and then you learn that fag is bad. Fag, you're gay. Gay is, and it's like, I'm so happy that my kid, because I know you, you guys, he's not going to have that hang up.
There's a freaking shemale hooker at his birthday party. It's freaking me at his third birthday party.
I know. Next to Dolores, our next door neighbor.
That's so cool. You're raising, like, you know, like you read about Winona Ryder or other people like that were, had these cool upbringings, like hanging out with Timothy Leary or whatever. That's like Max kind of will have all these cool stories.
He's got
like
Amy Schumer and transsexual porn stars and all these kind of
his
motley
shows.
Crew at his birthday parties.
Yeah, he's going to have a lot of great people in his life, you know, from Stavros to you guys, to Jim, to Colin. I mean, it really is a fucking amazing upbringing he's gonna have. I just hope it doesn't make him too fucking, you know, like one of Frank Zappa's kids. Just like, hey man, fuck off, do something.
I don't think that's gonna be a problem.
Well, yeah, as long as you're not funding everything and he has to work, he'll be fine.
No, I will give him responsibility.
I think that's awesome.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
That's
all right,
the
listen,
trap, I think.
Oh. We're gonna wrap this sucker up. Right. It's been an hour and 13. We're going to wrap it up at an hour and 15, so I will talk for a couple more minutes. I'm psyched to come down here. I love seeing you guys. Thanks for doing this special episode of You Know What, Dude.
Welcome, dude.
And what do you guys got going on? Anything?
Same stuff, really. I mean, just the podcast and the website, and I'm working on some new stuff, but it's not ready yet.
What is it? Can you talk about it?
Let me think. It's a porn site, and it might involve virtual reality.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And penises.
Okay. I hope so. Well, I have a porn site.
Yeah. That's the only new thing. But I can't link anything. I got nothing else about it.
There's nothing worse than just lesbian porn. Nothing. You need that. I said that on stage the other night too. What'd I say? I go, I need the dick in the porn. I go, I know it sounds like, but it's not. I don't need it because I want the dick. I just need it there.
I always find it funny people that think it's gay to watch me fuck a girl, but then they'll just watch like Scott Nails fuck a girl. Yeah. And I'm just like, if anything, it's like 20% less gay. Like, it's like there's a tiny dip in the gay. Like,
I've made that argument passionately.
You need a dick. With lesbian porn, I don't buy that either of them are actually getting off.
Yeah.
So at least when the dick, I know someone.
They all have acrylic nails. You're exactly. Like, that's not a dyke. She has fucking nails.
Right, right. Yeah. All porn stars just kind of force themselves to do shit.
Yeah.
So it's like,
well, she's a dyke. She has to have like dirty fingers from gardening.
Fucking sharp. Do you know they have short nails because they're just fucking fucking each other. Like they're starting a lawnmower. That's how they do it.
it's like an esthetician can't grow a fingernail, so she has to pop zits. Lesbian can't grow a fingernail because she has to smash that vagina. That's fucking funny. All right, Bailey, what do you got going on?
Just ts-baileyj.com, and that's kind of it. I'm taking a break from social media and doing yoga.
Oh, nice.
You're taking care of yourself.
I quit everything. I'm like super clean living.
Hey, what about this?
What's up?
Monday, me and you quit everything.
Ooh.
Oh, you're gonna be fucking miserable. Fucking fighting.
It's okay.
That would be good. Yeah.
No sugar, no grains.
We'll use Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to kind of get in the right zone.
I said Monday.
But I mean, but yeah, yeah. But
he's already like, softening.
Yeah. We have a cheat day Thursday. Yeah, let's do it. I'll do it.
Monday we go no sugar, no
grains. No sugar, no grains.
We were doing that in a Japanese restaurant.
Yeah, we had to stop. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I know. It was really bad.
We were fucking, we were like, rice up. And then we were like, dude, what are we doing? We had to stop doing it. Stavros, what do you got, baby, besides this tour?
Just
nothing.
My my podcast Cumtown,
very popular podcast.
It's actually strangely popular for some reason. Very so listen to that. And then at Stavy Baby on Instagram, STAVVY awesome. Baby.
All right, man, this is a special edition of You Know What, Dude. Thanks for listening, thanks for subscribing, thanks for being part of this, and thanks for showing up at these all these shows on the road and supporting us live, because that's what we do. We'll see you guys next time. You know what, dude.
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
Yo.